All right. Here's Scott Stebler, and he has the unenviable position of standing between us and lunch, but with a pivotal, important issue. So do not leave your seats. He is going to enlighten us, as always. Scott's going to visit with us about the logistics of resigning and transferring a trust to a new trustee. Scott is a founding partner in the Austin law firm of Stebler and Schulock. He has practiced law for more than 25 years, and he prefaced or he preceded his private practice in serving as a trust officer. So he has a great perspective of those shared by all of us in the audience today. Please again help me in welcoming Scott Stebler. Thank you.
Thanks, Elisa. So I'm going to apologize real quick first, because I've had the combination of cold and allergies and flu and everything that everybody else seems to be getting here in Central Texas. So if I'm got a scratchy voice or clearing my throat a lot, I apologize for that. But we'll get through this. So this is really just an overview of some of the practical considerations involved in getting one trustee to resign and out of a trust and transferring the trust to a successor trustee. And if you work with trusts for any length of time, especially in the area of special needs trust, you're going to have situations where a trustee wants to resign and wants to get out of the trust. We're not going to talk about involuntary removals for cause or anything like that. We're really focusing on some of the logistics, practical considerations in one trustee resigning and a successor taking over. So why might a trustee want to resign? Well, quite often it can arise because the trust has been depleted and the trustee wants to get out because it's no longer really considered to be a economical trust for them. As you've heard in other presentations, corporate fiduciaries have minimum account sizes and they have minimum fees. So quite often when a trust is depleted under their minimum account size, they want to get out. They want to resign and find a successor to take over. In other situations, you got personal conflict between the trustee and the beneficiary. No, that never happens, right? It happens on a very large percentage of trusts. And sometimes it is corporate fiduciaries and trustees in general are very good at dealing with those kinds of issues. But sometimes it does get to a point where it's just time to get out. Sometimes you'll have an individual trustee, think mom, dad, grandma, brother, sister, who because of health, age, or capacity issues, it's time for them to turn it over to the next generation, somebody younger or healthier. And sometimes you have trust asset risk issues, such as you heard the folks yesterday talking about buying a house and trying to avoid a real estate concentration. Sometimes you get a real estate concentration after the trust has been depleted over time and you're down to a house and $15,000. That's an unworkable situation at that point. And so a trustee may want to resign in that situation. So how does a trustee get to resign? Well, a good starting point in the discussion is Texas statutory law, and we have Texas Trust Code Section 113.081, which says a trustee may resign in accordance with the terms of the trust instrument, or a trustee may petition a court for permission to resign. Pretty simple. And then we have, if the trustee does resign, how do you appoint a successor? We have 113.083, which is entitled Appointment of a Successor Trustee, and says, on the death, resignation, incapacity, or removal of a trustee, a successor trustee shall be selected according to the method, if any, prescribed in the trust instrument. And then if looking at the trust instrument doesn't resolve it, then they can petition a court for the appointment of a successor trustee at that point. So these two together, pretty simple, straightforward, right? First, look to the terms of the trust agreement. Read your trust agreement. That's always good advice for any trustee and any attorney representing a trustee. Read it and then read it again. And second, if the trust terms are silent,